he's subjected to treatment kills him. So that person will be hired, Mrs. Best. Why? Because according to the situation existing at the time of the Ritziche, she was able to live through medication, through therapy, through surgery, through all kinds of devices. So when the children's bedding at Gavatila means a person who is not able to survive for 12 months. No matter what we do, he's not able. Now, this changes from time to time. I remember when I was a little boy, so whenever I saw somebody passing the street, and then somebody told me, he has tuberculosis, so that means he's destined to die. Today, people who have tuberculosis can be cured very easily. So, 60 years ago, if a person killed a tuberculosis person, he was protected, Mrs. Best. Today, if somebody will kill a tuberculosis person, we hire him. Today, if somebody kills a person with terminal cancer that is not treatable through chemotherapy and through radiation, so then he's a gavatil. But hopefully, let's say a year later, 2 years later, so there will be discovered a cure for medication, for surgery, how to cure it. So then, if he'll kill such a person, he'll be chayavus. This is what the Rambam says. Perik Veis Muchas Ritziach Ishmas Nefesh Halach Eches Hahir Yes Atreife Af Al Tisheichel Vishese Umehala Bishuk Harize Potam Yinyoda Vicholodom Bechas Kasholem Vehir Yinyar Ashi Vodai Bivadai Shez Atreife Vyimru Areifim Shemako Zu Inlo Ta'olo Bodom Ubo Yomus Inlo Yimisen Dovarach. So, as far as Din Gavatili is concerned, the Rambam leaves it up to the doctors. If doctors say there is no possible cure, he's a Gavatili. If doctors say there is a possible cure, he's not Gavatili. But that might vary from generation to generation, so it does vary. So, a tuberculosis person 60 years ago was a treif. Today is not a treif. A terminal cancer person who is not treatable. So, is it treife? Maybe a year later, it will not be a treife. Einachanam. How about the treife by behine? Treife by behine. It also, we pass in the treife in a chal. So, does that also depend upon doctors? Chas v'shalom, how can we have such a self-righteous? So then we have to strike out all the dinim of in treifes. And just put in one aloha, as doctors, has to show that's inconceivable, such a repugnant thought. But let's see what the Rambam says about it. The Rambam discusses all that. The Rambam, of course, the Rambam passes and Ogreshim passes the Treifa in Chai. The Rambam says in Perkyud of Ulvashchite, Halacha Yidveis, and Halacha Yidgim. In Halacha Yidveis, he says like this: Ve'ein le'isif al Treifa sein leklav, shekol she'ira lebehim o lechayo, oy leif, חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמי דרס הראשיים והסכימו עליהם ביבות הדיני ישראל. חוץ מאלו שמונו חכמי דרס הראשיים והסכימו עליהם ביבות הדיני ישראל, אפשר שתחי ואפילו נדע לנו מדרך הרפואו שאין סייפה לכיס. Suppose Idhime has a malignant tumor in the lungs, and then the veterinarian doctor says there is no cure. Is it asur b'achila? No, it's not asur b'achila. It might be navigasis, maybe, all right, but it's not asur b'achila. Why not? After all, treif on yachai on here, the doctors say, in a high. So the Rambam says no. And one time I remember, I was 14 years old, and my brother just had become Rav in Boston, and I was there, and there was a shaila. He took me to the slaughterhouse, and there was in the lung, the doctor at the slaughterhouse said, this is cancer. And the behemoth is going to die. And of course the psak was, it's not right. But the sheikhet was supposed to hurry up in the shrite to make sure that at the time of the shrite, the behemoth was fully alive. Fully alive. Because in on lehesi fal treifel, that's the gemara.
It wasn't geisus.
What?
The Rishon mentioned before, a geisus maybe. Wasn't there a geisus there? What was about to die?
It was not a geisus. It was not a geisus. It was able to live for another week or so. So it was matter. It was mutabachia. And then, because that's the Gemara mentions a case where somebody brought a behemoth, the kidney of which was bruised, and then. And they said that the behemoth is going to die from it. So the Gemara says, "Eilon lehesif al treifel shemona chachamim." Since the Mishnah mentions, "Eil treifes utches treifes," and the bruised kidney is not mentioned among the treifes. So that's not a treifel. So we could say, because treifes, these are chalishim treifes. Has nothing to do with being able to live or not being able to live. Certain organic defects, like a perforated lung, you know, a perforated stomach, perforated intestine, is that kind of an organic condition that gives a chalishan treif. But let's see the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, "Ve'ein lehisif al treif shel klal." שכל שאיר על הבהימה ולחי ולעיף חוץ מאלו שמון הכך מדרס השם cancer lungs that is incurable והסכימו עליהם דת מישראל אפשר שתחיה ואפילו נגע לנו מדרך הרפואה שאין סעיף על יחיס. So the Rambam says we have to ignore the doctors, but he doesn't say we have to ignore the doctors because whether she can live or cannot live is not important. No, it is important, but we don't trust the doctors. We don't have blind faith in the doctors. The doctors say it can't live. Why? They are telling the truth. They don't know of any cure. But objectively, there is a cure. But they don't know it. But, because otherwise, if it wouldn't have a Shem Treife, even if it couldn't live, so why does the Rambam have to say, Efshesh Tichye, it can live. Even if it can't live, why does he have to argue the doctors and say the doctors don't know? They only know what they know, but they don't know what they don't know. Apparently, so it's mashmah on this Rambam, that if a behemoth has an organic condition that makes her destined to die without a cure being possible, even on the theoretical level. So then it's a taif. Now let's see the halacha. V'chein elu shemonu v'ombru shein taif. Achal pi sheyire b'darki ha'refuah shebiyodeinu shemikcosan einu menisim v'yefsha shetich yemehen אין לך אלא משמון החכם שנאמר על פי התירו אשר יורך על פי התירו אשר יורך suppose you have the other situation one of the test life is the perforate plant and doctor say perforate plant no problem you give the behemoth antibiotics it'll be cured so then the Allah is still it life so here the Rambam doesn't argue with the doctors. He agrees with whatever the doctors say. He still, doctors say, a perfect perforated lung today is no big deal. You can cure it with antibiotics. So it's true. But is it safe anyway? So on one hand we see from a lot of ways it appears that the fact that the behemoth cannot live is the basis of the Shem Tov. From a logic gimel, it's not just a statistic fact. From a logic gimel, it appears it's not the basis. It's the halacha mishnah Sinai that is the basis. And yes, live, not live, is a statistical fact. So there's a step. So the Nitziv is not in his Pirushim Chum and not even in the Chuvas Mishidovo, but in the Pirush HaMikdovo on the Torah and the Parsha Mishpati. Bosa Basode Treifu Yisachil, he mentions this Rambam. And then he says that according to the Rambam, there are two Yisuri Treifus. Now, but in order to understand that, we have to we have to take notice of another Lashon HaRambam. In Peik Hei Milchas Shchite Haloche Aleph and Beis For Be'anu Be'ilchas Yisurim Achales Sha'atreifo Ha'amura Betero Sha'anetelomus What does that lesson imply? That netelomus is not a statistical fact. It's an essential fact. Because if it's only a statistical fact to be used in case of a suffix, how is it he defines treifo in those terms? It's only statistical fact. So from that lashon, the Rambam says, Sha'treifo ha'amura b'teiro yanei telomus, we'll soon see the lashon in Machos HaShoras also. So it's mashma, that it's an essential fact. V'linema treifo ala shediber akosu behave, kin shitofa ari v'chayei tzevei, Vishovro Vadaini Meso. Vishom. So, what does the Rambam mention as an example? of Treife, Tofari, Trusasari. Beisham Haloin Achil, in Yellow, Tehoshif Treife, Rein Aloha Mishim Sina, Ushmenem Nitreifes Namal Mishim Sina, Vilhe, Truso, Nikugo, Hasugo, Nitulo, Suko, Kuo, Nifulo Ushwo. אפל פי שכולו הלוך למישי מסיני, היו ואין לך בפירוש בתאירו, אלא דרוסו, יחמירו בו, וכל סופיק שיסטפיק בדרוסו עושה, או שום מניטריפס, שיב המניטריפס, יש בן צווי כמותו. Tremendous speech, that there is a distinction between דרוסו and the other treifes. In other words, if a behemoth was clawed by a lion, and the lion injected its venom into the behemoth, so then that's the real treif, and any sofik is awesome. Mashenki, the other treif is like a perforated lung. So sveikis is also the magnishne, he explains it, but if there is an attributable circumstance to attribute it to something that happened lachamise, so then we attribute it to that circumstance. For example, suppose he was Sheikha the Beino, and then a Zeif came and took away the intestines of that Beino. Then the Zeif brought back the intestines of that Beino. So, and we'll find it all perforated. So the behemoth is mitarev achil, because you attribute it to the zeif, you see, we attribute the zeif. But in regard to terusho, we don't attribute it to an attributable circumstance. That's how Magid Mishnah explains that. Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam in Machlokes HaSukkos. I'm only going over all that in order to shed light upon the treif of Kavutela, because treif of behemoth doesn't concern us. Now, Machol HaSuras Perek Dalet. Halacha Vav, he says, Ho'ichel Kazayis Mitzar Behem Oichayo Oyeif Teyen Shemitrifu Leike Shenemar Bosa Basode Treifa Lisechayu La'kelef Tashlich Anezi Treifa Amura Beteiro Zu Shenemar אז טריפה אמור בתאירה זו שטור פויסר חייס היה כי נעריבי נאמר if it was growed by beast וכי נעיף שטור פויסר איף אדירס כי נעיצר חייסי פי ואין אתו יוכלים מה שטור פויסר וניסר איסר שאתם עצמם יש נראה איסר שאין איסר הרי נראה ומר אין איסר מחמס עצמו או היקו פיסייף ואין מיסו או אישוב רערי ואין מיסו היינו נדבר עלו בשביל צריפו ולא עם מיסו דניסס הלוך החס נמצא לומי שעתירו אוסרו המיסו והיא ענדלו ואוסרו ענית לומוס מחמס מכיסאו ואף על פי שעדיין לא עם מיסו so it's all משמה that the inner chayu is not a statistical fact to be used in case of a shofik. He defines treifo in terms of megalomos, this the essential fact.
As what?
The essential fact, this the basis of the shem treifo. Nimtzislamit shatiro osro haneiso v'yan v'ilo v'osro haneita lomos machos matisar ואף על פי שעדיין למיסו, Beatrib, Ochishem Shalitachli Benise, Benesa Machlasatzma, Benchenoflo Mesa, Benchenko Achimesa, Benchenorasto Chayo Barbosa, Kachli Tachli Benita Lomus, Benchenofosa Chayo, Bishofoso, Benchenoflo Minagag, Benchtabo Rifzalisel, Benchenoflo Vinishaspli Varel, בין שזוהג וחץ ונפק ליבו ויריאוסו בין שבו לא חיל מחמס עצמו ונוקף ליבו ויריאסו ושיבה ריפצה ליסאו וחייץ בין היל ואיני תלמוס נכון מוקשמר זה טריפת בין שהוא יאגירים בדיבוס אבדום בין שהוא יבדישמיים. So again he reiterates, he defines Treifor in terms of Nederlands, that's your job. It's not a statistic. It's an essential thing. In Cain, Loma Nema Bati or Treifor, Iba Akosa Behavi. She in Moitima Cain, Riti Osea, Elois Oshin Nitro for Bison, Abo Nitro for Bichotse, Aloiti Osea, Holomadito, She in Akosa Nidabe or Behavi. They then again, Aloha Tess, he reiterates it. Vien Akosuv Shaneito Lomus Machas Makisel, the Epshalom Lichis Machas Makazu Asu. Kamamu Hachamim Zakla, Koshin Kameo Hayatrif. Again, he reiterates that the Nato Lomus is the essential fact, it's not his statistical fact. So the question arises, if so, why does the Rambam say that if the behima is in mako, let's say terminal cancer in the lungs, and all the doctors say, safe lungs, can live for another 10 days, at most. So it's not a thing, because England will haste the palpitations in that. But the Rambam defines Treifo in terms of Nature Amos, and she's Nature Amos. The answer is, that's why the Rambam in Perik Tes Yilches Shrite in Perik Yud Yilches Shrite Haloch Yud Gimel emphasizes the expression the Efshish Tichy. Doctors say safe lungs because they don't know. But a year later, they'll find a cure. So mele, that means that according there is a basic distinction between the Shem Treifa by Behim, which is also based upon the fact that it's Nidramus. Also based upon the fact that it's Nidramus. And the Treifa Sodom Nidavik Avaktev. As far as Treif of Gavriel is concerned, it doesn't depend upon the fact that objectively there is no possibility of a cure, whether there is a possibility of a cure or not. But if doctors are ignorant of what avail is to us, that there is a cure, all right, so 50 years later there'll be a cure. But the fact is that he's destined to die, so there is no cure. Gabi Pain or the fact that on a theoretical level there is a cure is of great significance. Because Nata Lomus means Nata Lomus without any possibility of a cure through therapy, through surgery, through transplant, through this, through that. But if there is a possibility for the behemoth to live, it's not an Nidramus. It's not an Nidramus. So then the question arises, how about all the Treifas, like a perfect clone, when all the doctors say he can live? So the Tzif says, there are two halachas of Treifas in the world. One halach of Treifa is Terusa. That's why the Rambam emphasizes Terusa. And he says, Terusa is Mochon. But Russo is an example of a behemoth who has an an organic defect condition, an organic defect that determines a death without any possibility of a cure, even on a theoretical level, even through therapy, through drugs, through surgery. So then it's considered a trait, like those. Then there's another halacha of trait that are based upon halacha nishmas. Over there we also say treif and achayel, but there, so two things, the treif and achayel of Tursa and the treif and achayel of the other treifes, there are two differences as far as the treif for in achayel of Tursa is concerned. So there, the shem treif for the natal omus is the essential fact, and there natal omus means without the possibility of a cure through drugs, through surgery, you see. But if there is a possibility of a cure through drugs or through surgery, then he does not come within the category of trefo, of trusso, of nihilomus. Then there is another trefo where the basis of the Shem Trefo is Allah HaMashiach. But there is a statistical fact that it's in a chayel. And then there is a difference between the inner chayel of the Trefo of Nidolamus. So there inner chayel means inner chayel, even if we have recourse to all the drugs and surgeries, it's still nature of this, and the inner chayo of the other treifas that are based upon halacha shem Sinai. So there it's only a statistical fact, but a statistical fact only means that if the behemoth has a perfect job, and you need to bring along, you don't return nothing, you just let that, like this, so then it will die within 12 months. But if you treat her, kill it, but it's still a treif. So that's why the Rambam says the halacha is based. Vein lehisif al treif is hilo klal. Shekol shiir al behim ol lechayo. Leif chutz meilu shemonu chach mederis rishim. Vizkim alim gotidin Yisrael. Some mele Even though all the doctors say that he couldn't live, terminal cancer of the lungs, couldn't live. Not a trait, but let it be a trait for the basis of the halacha of natal illness. The answer is natal illness means if you couldn't live even through drugs and surgery, but here, if he has cancer of the lungs, through drugs and surgery, good living. Doctors can do it because they're not advanced to perform that kind of surgery. They don't know the drug that could cure it, but as long as theoretically there is a possibility of a cure, is not considered in the lungs. Then, in Allah Yitkinu, he says, V'chenilu shamonu v'omru shem trefo, אף על פי שיירה בדר כרפוא שבלעדינו שמקצוע שונינו לניסים ויפשר שתכי מהם אין לא יכול על מה שמון החכם Now the Rambam is a mind in בדבר חכם So why doesn't he say the doctors don't know? True, here the Rambam is referenced to the treifes of Halacha Mishmei Sinai. But even the treifes of Halacha Mishmei Sinai, we have a Kabbalah as a statistical fact that in a chayel and in Mele, If we say that if doctors say that they can live by giving antibiotics, so it's contrary to our Kabbalah. So you should say the doctors don't know. No, he doesn't argue the doctors, because the doctors do know. But Gemara says in a chayol, and when the Rambam says in a chayol ligabe the treifes that are based upon halacha and chesina, it means in a chayel if you don't treat them, But if you treat them, it's higher. So the doctors are right. You don't say the doctors are wrong. They're not wrong. Now, then the Rambam mentions, the Gemara says, "En l'chono lehisi al treife shemono chachamim," but the Rambam mentions one treife that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Explicitly. The Mishnah says in Treifes, Lechi Elyin Shemit al Treife. Lechi Elyin Shemit al Treife. No, I mean, the Rambam. No, not that. The Mishnah doesn't say, Lechi Elyin Shemit al Treife. The Mishnah says in Treifes, that in Dalit, Nitl Lechi Atachti. Is kshir. Nita lechi atachtin. Lechi atachtin. That's not. This is the lechi oeli. Lechi atachtin. Is beneath that. So nita lechi atachtin is kshir. Doesn't say anything about nita lechi oeli. But
the jaw.
What is that?
What is that? Lechi atachtin would be the jaw.
The jaw. Yes, you're the jaw. So the Mishnah says, "Nital lachi atachtin shem." How about lachi aliyin? So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur says, "Since einun lehisif al treifes shemun chachamim," and the first Mishnah of treifes doesn't mention among the tres treifes "Nital lachi aliyin." So in all ways, so then you ask. Why doesn't the Mishnah say in this in Daphne Dalit when it says Nitlecha Tachtin Sheva should also say Nitlecha Elin Sheva? So the Torah says it's a pshitis that even Nitlecha Tachtin Sheva Loni Boye Lecha Elin is not as serious as Lecha Tachtin. Lechi atachtin is more serious. So maybe the Mishnah says nitlech atachtin sheo, certainly nitlech reyin sheo. But the Rambam says no. He's medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah. That medalit, since the Lashon of the Mishnah is nitlechi atachtin sheo, it implies al nitlechi reyin is treif. So the Chachmei Lunim inquires from Rambam. In all the Hesiv, Haitochet. The Rambam mentions a new treif. And the Gemara says, In all the Hesiv, our treif is in the Chacham. And here the Rambam mentions a new treif. Nitl Lachi Elie. So the Rambam gives them a chance. That the reason is to why he passed. He said, before he passed like that, he thought about it many, many times. But he came to the conclusion that when that Nitl Lechi Elyin is treif, because how could it be kshir? After all, if it's Nitl Omuv, so it's treif. And suppose the Lechi Elyin is removed, so that means that the Behem will not be able to breathe normal. How can she live? How can she live? How can she live? Some Mele, it's a treif because of Nitl Omuv. In other words, so as the Nitziv explains it, there are two categories of treifes. There's the category of treifes on the basis of nitlomus. And then there is the category of treifes on the basis of alochamish misina. Yes, meso. Yes, chayo. Not chayo is only a statistical factor. And as far as the statistical effect is concerned, in regard to the treifes, that are based upon halacha of Sinai, it only means it's a statistical fact if you don't do anything. If you don't treat the behemoth, but if you treat the behemoth, there is no such statistical fact. But in other words, if the behemoth So in case the behime is a suffix, has a suffix of a perforated longer mouth, and we don't treat the behime, we don't do anything, we don't give her any drugs, nothing, no treatment, no surgery, so then if it survives for 12 months, it's a raya that she did not have a perforated lung. But the statistical fact only is effective without any treatment. But if there is treatment applied, then it's not even a statistical fact. Masha'imkin migabe, the other halacha of nitul omus, so whether it comes within the yitras treifa, so it doesn't come as it is not important. If it's nitul omus, but it has to be nitul omus in such a way that there is no possibility of a cure. That there is no possibility of a cure. Now, so that's what the Rambam says, the reason as to why he passed Lechi Elin, Perchess, Milch Shrita, Aloch Chavdimu, Lechi Elin Shemit al Treife, because it's nitul omus. It's impossible for the behime to breathe for a long time if the Lechi Elin is removed, because then the elements of nature will obviously interfere with the breathing. But then you ask, Imlon al Hesif al Treife Shemon Chachon, he said, I'm not in Hesif. Because that's implicit in the Loshna Mishnah Daf Nidalel Lechi Atachtin Shenital Nital Lechi Atachtin Sheo Hon Nital Lechi Elyin is not Kshir. But it's on the basis not of Alokha Mishnah Sinai, it's on the basis of the of Nitalos, the two Israelic. So I think that there is no machlekes in Mitzias between the Rambam and the Tur. The Tur and the Rambam both agree that, as the Mitzif says in the Rambam, the Tur could also, there are two categories of treifas. One category is based upon the fact of nitul omus. And nitul omus by definition means nitul omus without the possibility of a cure. But if there is a possibility of a cure, you know, for drugs, treatment, and so on, then it's not nitul omus. Not like the treifa of Gavatea. There it depends upon the matzah of the knowledge of the doctors. But here it doesn't depend upon the knowledge of the doctors. Whether objectively there is a possibility of a cure or not. If objectively there is a possibility of a cure, but doctors don't know, then it's not nitul omus. Then there is the isa treife, it is based upon a lot of Mishima, where the fact that it has a certain organic defect mentioned in the lot of Mishima, that gives a shem treife. And they are the inner chayo is only a statistical fact. And even as a statistical fact, it means if you don't resort to any treatment. So what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur? I think, let's say, in this case of nitul omus, it's mistava, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not so stupid even to explain it medically. But it's something that makes sense. The Rambam says, if the lechi elyon is nital, so then the lungs of the behemi are exposed to the elements of nature. Mimele, the breathing will be handicapped in the long run, it will result in the death of the baby. And there is no, the Rambam felt that there is no possibility of cure through drugs. But why couldn't you make a transplant? Artificial or from another brain, that is certainly possible. You have today all kinds of transplants, liver transplants, heart transplants. So why couldn't a transplant of a lachrayin of another brain be effective? But the Rambam Shiti is, no, a transplant doesn't mean that there is a cure. Transplant means itziponim chadoshis. You put in a new weapon. And according to the tool, as long as there is a possibility for the behemoth to be cured, even if it is through a transplant, that is itziponim chadoshis, so then it doesn't come within the category of nitros. According to the Rambam, it doesn't come within the category of natal onus if there is a possibility of a cure without recourse to a transplant. Transplant is something else. It means we are really producing another organ, you know, unto the brain. And according to the tool, if there is a possibility of curing through a transplant some melee, it does not come within the category of nitros. And according to the Rambam, it comes within the category of nitros. That's in regard to the trefor of behim. So we have two categories. But trefor of Adam, we have only one category. And there it depends upon being curable or not. And if it's curable, so then it's not a gavete. But if it's not curable, even though on a theoretical level, there is a possibility that in the future it will be curable, but right now, that on a practical level, it cannot be done. So the Odom has a din of a gavete. Now let's see the Gemore in Sanhedrin.
What would the Rambam hold if the doctors say that a Derusa they can cure? Some of which Alpidin is a Derusa.
No, the answer is like this. If there are all kinds of Derusas. You know, what does Derusa mean? The Derusa means that it was clawed by a lion. But whenever a behem is clawed by a lion, it's the same way. Sometimes the behem is clawed by a lion only on the surface. And sometimes the behemoth is clawed by a lion through and through, you see. So melee, if the doctors say that it can live, so that's a raya, that it wasn't that degree of Jerusalem that is in eight lungs. But it's safe anyway, like a perforated lung.
What if there's a machlokus among the doctors?
What?
We follow road doctors. How do we
define, let's say, so something for can be machaimus if there is a machleik, we can be treif sodom.
If anyone returns to behemoth, whether or not we would say
that
it's a
treif. Treif is behemoth, so really depends upon the fact that if theoretically there is a possibility of a cure, so it's not a treif of nihilomus. The doctors could never determine what the doctors know. They only know what they know, but they don't know what they don't know. And in regard to the case where they say that one of the treifes that mentioned in the Mishnah is past can live, so that's not in Stirot Chazal. Because when the Gemara says treif and achayo, it means without any treatment, but with treatment, yes. Now, let's see the Gemara again. Omar Rode, Hakam Meidin Beherigas a Treifa Shul Potter. So what does Treifa mean? That Treifa means that he has that kind of an organic defect. Let's say terminal cancer today. It presently is destined to die. So that's a gavete. The Geisel V'Lishamayim Shulchai. What does Geisel V'Lishamayim mean? You see, the union of Geises, I wrote about it, but I didn't publish about it. Unfortunately, the union of Geises is being so abused and misunderstood as a mocker for a heta for Shfichas Damim. For Shfichas Damim. You see, many rabbonim, when they write about terminal cancer. So they call anybody who has terminal cancer, or even the doctors say that he might live for another 4 months, they call him Jesus. Did you ever hear anything like that? To call him Jesus. First of all, we have our law, and we should know that if somebody was a Jesus and then lived for 3 days, so it's a high, he's not a Jesus. What does Jesus mean? That's the main mistake that is committed by many poskim today. Very unfortunate, but I'm sorry. It's a big mistake. The reason is why they make that mistake, because they don't inquire from doctors, from medical books, you know, the situation today. Cases, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh. Now let's say there is aloche. There is aloche that the cases is mitam. So will anybody? Certainly for another 4 months, and he walks in the street. So you'll say a king cannot enter his house. That would be the most ridiculous example. But still, I never saw that any patient should pass, that anyone who has terminal cancer, that you should not allow to visit his house. A king should not be. I never heard anything like that. And if somebody did, everybody would laugh at him. But they apply it to the Yisrael, which is much, much worse. They are Ligabe, a Kain, so it's a Chumrah. So what catastrophe is there if Kain doesn't exist? But it will be ridiculous. What is Geisus, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh? In Erech it says that Geisus is the person who is gasping, who is in the last breaths of his life. I remember as a child when I visited him 65 years ago, people who had tuberculosis, terminal tuberculosis. So I remember, I witnessed, unfortunately, it never left my mind, certain cases who died within a few minutes, and I saw how they were taking their last breaths, gasping. Jesus means gasping. What's gasping? Today doesn't exist. Gasping doesn't exist. Escaping doesn't exist. Even without the use of the respirator, as long as you have the availability of oxygen, there is no gasping. When could there be such a thing as gasping? If somebody would be on an island, or, you know, sometimes in a place where there are no cars and nothing, and then he would start gasping, and they wouldn't, no one was able to bring him oxygen, then there could be a possibility of gasping. But somebody today who is in a hospital, or even at home, within the access of a hospital and of oxygen, there is no possibility of gasping. You can ask any doctor, as Dr. Kennedy, ask any doctor. There is no, on a practical level, there is no gasping today. There is no gases. So it doesn't make sense when Rabbonim Poskim mention Machlekes, the Ramor and the Taz, in regard to stopping the chopping of wood when there is a gases in the house. It's nothing to do with it. Gases by definition means, as the Rambam explains it in the Pirush HaMishneh, the last moments of his life when he takes the last breaths. But today doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So all the halachas mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramo, in the Taz, sold him, eat all kinds of pshetlach. This, yes, this, not. And they discuss the question whether removing the plug is like stopping the chopping of wood or not. It's nothing to do with it. They're not gazing in. It's a mirror of Gitzirayah. So that's gazes. So gazes is certainly high. Because gazes, it means a person who does not have an organic condition. An organic condition that makes him destined to die according to the present knowledge of the doctors. Now, let's say, in the old days, many people who never suffered from any sickness, and then all of a sudden, they developed, you know, because of pneumonia, so they had difficulties breathing, and then there was no organic condition that made them destined to die, but because there was a complication, and then they started to gasp. That's a gazes. Hayek is a gazes, is not a gavertel. Because gavertel is only one who has an organic condition. An organic condition that makes him destined to die presently. But suppose he's destined to die because of a malfunctioning of the lungs, not because of an organic defect in the lungs. Malfunctioning of the lungs, then is not vitrefe, is not a gavertel, that's a gazes. So then is not a gavertel, then is chayvus. This is what the Gemara says. Hakameidim amalam. Hakameidim behil yesatrefo shehu potah. Bidesim bi shamayim shehu chayv. Like he called Asor of Neodom Basoramaklis. So there, he's not a Gaisis, because the Gaisis does not have any organic condition. Does not have any organic condition. But this person who was hit by non people first, so he is already an organic condition that makes him die, but that was done by the people, the Rotzrim, before him. So that's a treif of the other. So the machlekes between Rabbon and Rabbi ben Pseira is a treif of the other. Treif of the other, and treif means if a person has an organic defect. Organic, not a functioning defect. There is a basic distinction between an organic defect and a functioning defect. Malfunctioning does not make him the gavertel. But an organic defect.
Something's missing.
What? Something. Yes, I'm missing the sun. An organic defect or something, an extra tumor, you know, an organic, not a malfunctioning. So, an organic defect that makes him presently, in today's, according to today's progress of medicine, destined to die, even though on a theoretical level, it's very likely that a year later there will be a cure, he's a gavertel. But suppose the organic defect is caused by an act of Yetzirah. He called Asorb Neodom Basor Maklis. Is the last one high or not? So the Rabbon say the same aloha of Gavuktele that applies to organic defect that is caused by the Shamayim applies to organic defect that is caused by the Ritzicha act of other people. So Mele the Achrin is also Potter. And Rabbi Ben Sira says no. So he says, Hakel Meidin Beiri Omarovi. Hakol made him behave as a trefo. Shehu Potter. begeisen bi shmaim sho khaye u nacht vi kol begeisen bi yoda ma mi damol khayfe u ma mi damol geises bi shmai man din damol khayfe mai taimol mi damol geises bi shmai geises bi shmai mi sab bi mais hay sab because geises bi shmai there is only a malfunctioning he doesn't breathe properly. But there is no organic defect. So, there is an organic defect. Umandi, that's the term of the Rabbanon. Umandi, damal, gezi, shemayim, rabbidim, seire, my timel, damal, treife, treife, macht, chesimoni, holen, chat, chesimoni. In other words, because by treife, there is a chit of simoni. In other words, the organic condition was not affected through an act of Ritzich. But here the organic defect was affected through an act of Ritzich. So Memele, he doesn't have a din of a Gavarte. That's the Gemara. Now, I just wanted to discuss it. Now, Chavti with Hashem Nizke, we still have 20 minutes, because Mincha is at 2:15, right? Chavti bit Hashlumu Niske. Chavti bit Niske lo ikotone, ala bit Hashlumu Niske. Tiyone loho, so what does it mean? Chavtzle tiyarash. Niske lo ikotone, ila the mashmash in shalom sheo gomo chay, vi hu yitir asamveil. Ala bit Hashlumu Niske, די משמע שלום שייט מיזע קסן דיילע ווי זע משל ניי מאש פאַקסוסנס אין אַנדער ווייז דאָט דער לאשנא נישט ניס משמע דאָט ווען סאמבאדי לטס זיי א שייע איז ניגיי אַ נאָדער שייע אנד דאָט דער שייע איז דעד סו די קוועשן איז וואט דער חיפט דער שלום Does he, let's say, the Sheir, while he was alive, the Sheir Anizek, while he was alive, was worth 500 zuz. Now that he's dead, so the carcass is worth only 50 zuz. So does the Nizek keep the carcass? And then the Mazik, the owner of the Sheir Mazik, has to pay him 450 zuz, or then the Mazik acquires title to the Nizek, to the Sheir Nizek. He acquires title to the carcass of the dead Sheir, and then he has to pay 500. So it's much from Roshna Mishneh that if the Sheir Mazik was Negeach, the Sheir Nizek, and killed the Sheir Nizek, and the Sheir Nizek is the carcass, is worth 50 zuz, so who has title to the carcass? The Nizek has title to the carcass. Mele, the owner of the Sheir Mazik has to add 450 zuz. How do we know that? Tiyon lehodu tamer rabbonon, tashlimi nezek nirami shabai li mitapen mele. Mino ani mele, omar rabame de omar kro, make nefesh behimo yishalmano. So, why do we say that the Mazik doesn't acquire title to the carcass, but the title to the carcass remains vested in the Nizek, and the Mazik has to add 450 zuz because of the Zerzakosov of Eshlemeno? I suppose that I didn't believe there was a cost of a rational then I would say instead of Svore, no, that if the Sheir Mazik goes the Sheir Mazik and kills it and the carcass is worth 50 zuz, then the Mazik all of a sudden becomes the owner of the carcass and he has to pay 500 zuz. Meichateis, after all, by Damel, by Gazlan. So there is a loche that if it's not Kane Shabana, so then the gun of the Gazlan is Kane, so Mele has to pay the value of it, Bishazak Zera. But by magic, what kind of cure is there? Magic is a pure kashrut. So why do we have to resort to a pasuk of Yeshemem? In other words, without the pasuk, I would say the other way around. You have to understand it. Now let's go with Gemara. In Tolif, the Pshitish Amicha means he should produce aiding that the behemoth that was Nusa to the Shemer was torn Beinus. So according to Pshitish Amicha, it has reference to the case where the behemoth was torn. Not the Kshir of the Shemer, but our Dain is so spotted. But the Gemara Darshins, At Trefo Yishalem. In other words, so, let's see the Rashi. Binitzkel Gatomi Leve Mashmash Yishalem Shea Gomo Chai Vihu Yitra Samvila. Even though according to the Pshutish Amikor, the Pasuk has reference to the case what the Behemoth was torn Behemoth, but it's also, it tells us that in the case where it is torn Bipshie, so then it's Mechuyev to pay. So Shimasocha, the high court, Bishimasocha, Ksiv, Kidamun, Bashir, Tarshishniya, Nemo, Bishimasocha, if you, Ada Trevi Shalom, Kola Ezek, Adnia Trevi, אבל מי הטריף עצמו לא ישלם, בניזק מטפל ותראי אבנביר למיך. In other words, so we learn out from that posik that the mazik doesn't acquire title to the shir anizek, to the carcass of the shir anizek, but the title remains vested in the nizek and he has to be mashlim l'meisa. Only because of the sakos. Otherwise, I would say that the mazik should acquire title to the carcass and then pay the full value. May I tell you something? I can't gazlan, you understand? Because there is aloha that a gazlan is kene, but in mazik, there is aloha that the mazik is kene. Why do you have to resort to a pasuk? Now then, cheski on aloha. Maybe he acquires type in the characters. So we see from this Gemara that the first thing that we should change as well that if the Shea is Mazik, or if a person kills the Shea of somebody else, so then that he should acquire title to the carcass of the Shea he killed, or the Shea that he Shea killed, and then he should pay for the whole value. But because we have the Shea, and one Zer Sakos of Matnot, we had one Zer Sakos by Sheir, we need one Zer Sakos of by Beyer, we need one Zer Sakos of by Odo. What's the pshat? I think that the Svar Pshuto is the title to the carcass remains best cooked in the music. Why should the mouse acquire a title? He's not the gunner, he's not the cousin. Then the more is the cousin. Omer HaKam Rav, Rav, El Taimu, because Rav Mone Va Mesiele, Hol Ava Chavam Mini Vilu Nazika, Ve Hashti Yisrael Yitei, Kama Trey Pesiel Vlein, Tel Mama, Yoshif Ve Rav Yisho Ve Kesev, Ve Resubim. So, Rav Resubim, Titeinu Dot, So in other words, why do we need to resort to the Pesik of Rav Mesiele? And without the pasuk, I would say that he cannot, that he cannot give the music back the carcass. But suppose he wants to pay instead of a dummy all the 450 zoos with money carcasses. So that's all. He could do it. So why couldn't he use a start payment of the carcass? So the Gemara says, "L'mitzvah al prasnibe." What's the one that the Gemara says? Now let's see the Rashi. The Rashi. This algorithm will be a magic and a messiah, a magic man. The least the prominent, the least the hawker, the pisser on, kidding the shilling, shirt has a share, and the boy on chalet. The music she can be done in the way of Yashlamas. Mark a behemo, a shriker she or the mass of Benish Kabe, the fish of Rahmor of Akosu, the tray of Mikhirs and there. Pray for the Melish I say it tough, Vashimo in his cabin to the Hoka Hospach Mali, to meet him there. The dying of Mazik, you know, a Mazik Litrek, that she must say her, Litrek, Vindelem, or Trey of Vindelem, Shalma Dalm Kamashma. The mess yelling is so be sheer nagas, the shriach with I'm a mamish, she who is having the husband, she must suffer shposha, the mitzvah of the Yitzay, Kinski Gufa Hoshma, Shari Olaf Shoma, Hash the Yila, Yahweh Kratis, the Mazik is sheer Kodminiski. Suppose he has many carcasses, so then he can pay all the 150 zoos with carcasses. So why shouldn't he be able to pay, to use it one carcass? A spot pin. Have you heard about the music? Don't know how Yoshua Rabbis, the day in the boil in Mitzvah, or because of God, the music is double in Bele, or the Prasna Bele, Dochama Rahmane. Of course, he certainly could use the carcass as spot pin. But suppose the carcass at the time of the Hezek was worth 50 cents. At the time of Hamad Bedin, it's worth only 1 cent. So the question is, will he have to give enough carcasses in the value of 450 or 499. So that's the halacha, that you'll have to give to be mashling only 450, not in the value of 499. In Sriach, the Torah of Dominic, in Shasmisa, Shazadin, Psyle Musical, in Shalim Mazik, Nashanezek Habe, Yesra Dominic, Shahusan Velo Shalbi Shasmisa. Anyway, the difficult thing is, why do we have to resort to Shalim Shuk? Isn't that the Svara Pshut? Meichatei say, should the Mazik acquire title to the carcass of the rain? He's not the Ganel, he's not Kenet, it's not Shalai. He has to pay for the hefset. So the hefset is only 450 zoos. Why do you have to resort to a special dress? Of course. Now, I just want to go over one lesson. Ay. Rambam in Perkei Nuchestei Miki Haloch Alav and Beisir Esfals Kakois and Avodim Shores. So there is no Chirshvui Ve'ilu Dvorim Shein Yishbun Aleim Natir HaKakois Ve'Avodim HaShtores Ve'Akdishes Afar Tishehide B'Mikzas Oshiyin shalav bidechot, Oshishama, Viton, Tanis Hashamayim, Hareza Pata, Shinema Kiyiti Mishal Reyu Prat Legdish, Kesef Kilim Prat Likakolis, Lavon, Shehub Shulikakolis, Vichayim Yotsu Shtoris. Shem Gufa Mami, Ki Kesef Kilim, Vini Reishbe, Val Kulam, so there is no Shvira Reis, but there is a Shvesses, Val Kulam Nishba Shvesses, in Hishe Shem Tanis Vala, Chutz Nadeishes, Shafa Pi, so, שאין חייב עליהם שבו מהתירו so תקנו חכמים so it's not a shvud reis either but it's no homo than hesis שיש בעליהם כאין של תירו that means that it is right as it all כי שאיז עזו בגשס then the Rambam says in הלוח הבאיס שתי שבויס מוחרתו לי that's what the Tver says למוחרתו לוח הבאיס so what is in the middle mixes שני עבודים או שני שטרס יש לביותך אין לביות אלא שטר אחד או יבר אחד הרי זה ניש בהסס וכן אם טוען ואומר חוץ עשו או יבר את זה השטר זה שיש לביותך שלי ואתה מחרת לי ואני תנאים אלו לדבור מלון בין שלי ועתים דחות בין שלי ועד זה ניש בהסס ומקבע ותנאו שלי דרייס why? because it's בני קארט so בני קארט is gekארט going on kakoitz so the Rav says Omer Avron nirin dvorim she tovu li malis achtiris ul hashvis achatziris aber un tovu li shalom pichsei hareu tishot viasmon so the Rav says it all depends if the Tevea stier consists he dug up the sodel with very sichin lies and the Balasoda says to the Chaitre, listen, you have damaged my field, I want you to fix, to take, there is enough soil, you know, in the Karaka. I want you to dig up soil and to fill up the bears. So then, and then he says to him, you dug up two bears, and he says, and I want you to fill up those bears. And he's a minute mixas and he says, I was only chayfa one day. So then the Rav says, in that case there is no shvidras. But suppose the Tevea says to the mitzvah, listen, you dug up two bears. And I don't want you to fill up the bears. I want you to pay for them. Then he says, I only dug up one bear, then he's chayfa shvidras. Because if the tefillah consists in filling up the berries, so the tefillah consists in kark, fixing up the kark, but if the tefillah consists in paying money, let's say $100, two berries, so the peach bear consists of $50. So he's claiming money is mikaltri, even though the money is tashlumi for kark, but me kark is not the kark. So Karkolis itself is Mufkev Shvei, but it may Karke, the Tvier consists, it may Karke, then it's like Mufkev. The question is, as the Rav says, on Avon, Niren Advorim Shetobel in Malei Achteres, Ol Hashvi Sechatzeres. And I don't want to go over the Magnishne, there is a Reb Chaim on that. In Kedale, in Kedalechim, or Chastini, a very important Reb Chaim. You look it over today, but what Reb Chaim says is the reason as to why the Rambam says that it doesn't make any difference whether the Tvir consists in filling up the bears or the Tvir consists in paying money for the Hefzed. In either case, there is no Shvud Raisa because the Shittus Rambam means when somebody is Mazik Mom Chaveri, he is Mazik Sode, so actually there. So the basic fear is not to pay for it. It is impossible for a person to recreate the subject the way it was originally. Then he wouldn't have to pay. He would only have to recreate the subject. But that's impossible. No matter how good a worker he is, and no matter how much expertise he has, if you change it up with your thought, it will not be the same self. It will be different self. If it will be touched up, it will not be the same self. So the Rambam teaches that in the case where the Tviya consists, that he should fill up the Sodeis, so then the Tviya is a Tviya Ligavikach. He wants a reproduction, a recreation of the original self. Even though it will not be the original self, it will be a touched up Sodeis. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care. So Meir is considered a clear Vikarke. So Meir is better of Ishwar. Mashenkin, if the Tzviya consists in paying money, so money is without him. So then it's Chayv Ishwar. The Rambam says, even though money is without him, but what is the basic fear? Not payment. The basic fear is to recreate the same karke. But that's impossible. So Mamela he has to pay for it. So it's dumbing, it's in lieu of the reproduction of the same subject. So Mamela is considered like karke. Anyway, so this is what I think. Why do we have to resort to Pliki? That when somebody kills another person, Shehiya, so he doesn't get title to the Shehiya, but he just, the Shehiya remains, the carcass remains vested in the Bayim, in the Nizek, and he has to be Mashma. Only because of Zeus Akos. Otherwise, he would have to pay 500 Jews Mechatis. By Ganav the Gazlan, there is a special Allah. In case you're gonna yaze an abdomen basin, but the mazik there is no such a cost. Why do we have to resort to such a posse that he has to, he only has to be rushing to the hefzik? The answer is because the basic field is not to pay. The basic field, if he killed the Shehiya, if it would be possible for the mazik to resurrect the Shehiya, he would have to resurrect the Shehiya. But that's impossible. So he has to do the next best thing. What is the next best thing? Is to pay for the Hefzet. So I would say, the next best thing is to pay the Hefzet by paying everything in cash. Not that he can give him the carcass and then be mashing. That's not the next best thing. So because of this, there's a question. Okay, now you look over and you'll continue to know. Now here
we'll continue with the Reb Chaim.
Now 1 second, I cannot test. So the Mare, the Fuhrer of Days, pointed out that there is a Gersa Kosher. That when somebody is Mazik, whether Hegra Mazik, Shira Mazik, or Bira Mazik, so the Aloch is that Baal Mitapu Mimela, what does Baal Mitapu Mimela mean? That the Mazik doesn't have a title to the Mimela. The Mimela belongs with Buddha and Shea. Was the Leach Shimon Shea, and he killed it. So then we don't say that Ruben, the Mazik, acquires Haibon, and he is. Joseph Spiegel's Valchit needs the Ishaelans also. Rashi says he was a king Shalach Tzedek, a Rav Shalach Tzedek. So that applies to Ishaela also. So, if Ruben Shea was the Leach Shimon Shea, so we don't say that Ruvain acquires title to the carcass, and if Shimon Shea is worth 500 Jews, so Ruvain has to pay 500 Jews. No, we say as long as Ruvain Shea. We say as long as Shimon Shea was worth originally the father Negicha, 500 zuz, and the after Negicha, the carcass, is worth only 50 zuz, so the carcass remains vested in Shimon. But he has to be mashlim for 150 zuz. He has to be mashlim for 150 zuz. Why? Because of the Zerzatos. But otherwise, we will say now that the carcass has to be taken by Reuven. And Reuven has to pay 500 zuz. So the question arose, Meirchatez, Bishlem, the Vagan, the Gazlan, there is Aloch of Shinikane. But by Mazik, there is no Aloch of Shinikane. So why do we have to resort to the Zakosu? And the Gemara mentions, we need not one Posik, we need one Posik, Yashememu, another Posik, of Torah Vitori, a Yivirei, a Trefo Yishalim, Atrei for Yisharim, Trifas Molo Yisharim, and another Pasik, Vamos Yaloi, why need Sumeres Lexi Sivas? But it seems from this Gemara, without the Zeres HaKosu, we would say that Barim is not what happened in there. But who has to tell you anyway? The Mazik, Mechateis, after all, Mazik is not Kenevishinu. So, why do we have to resort to it? So I mentioned the Reb Chaim and the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the Telem Nidah.
This is what?
Telem Nidah. Ay, 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 ay. It's very important to go over that Reb Chaim. It's a very basic reply. The Rambam says into a chain of a stain of eating, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Ve'imu dvorim she'nishbolim aloyim natel, Hakakolis ve'avodim, Hashtoris ve'ahideishis, Afal pishayim ve'mikzas, Oshyesh al-videchot, Oshishoma, Viton, Tanz Hashomim, Arzapota, there is no Shvigarais. But, with the Rabbanon, there is a Shvui by Kakulis. Shvui says this. Then the Rambam says, as a follow-up of this Allah, and by Kakulis there is no Shvui. Shtei Sodeis v'Aloch Beis, Shtei Sodeis v'Chartoli, v'Chartoli, l'umchart, Reuven says to Shimon, I sold you two Sodeis, l'umchart l'chachachas, Shnei Avodim Shtei Sodeis, Yish l'biotcho, Im yolosh l'arecho, but not sure it mix us. Why not? Because Kakoyes, there is no Shvui Reis. Then he says, Vichei Nachifa Bisodach Abeirei, so if it hadn't been Isode, if it had been without him, he would have to take his way the rice and mix us. So if it had been without him, he would have to take his way the rice. How is it with the rice is lack, but no the rice. Why? Because in his brain are cacos. So the rabbi says, Omar Avon, Mirin and Dwelling, שטובל ממליס החבירס ולהשביס החצירס אבל אם טובל משלם פרסי הרי אותי שעות יסמו. Now then the last piece in the Rivet I didn't because it was late, I didn't want to discuss it, but the time discussed, but right now I want to repeat what I said yesterday. So the Rivet agrees with the Rambam's deen that there's no Shvui Dereis. What the Rebbe says, it all depends what the time is. If the time by the Tevea is, Tevea says, Reuven says to Shimon, I have two Sodeis, good Sodeis, not dog up Sodeis. and don't you damage the two sonnets. You dump them up into Beiris. You messed it up. You dump them up into Beiris 600 miles. I want you to fill up, to do a little bit of work, and to take off all. There is plenty of off on the sonnet. Take off all and fill up the sonnets. It will not be the original sonnet, but at least the right. It will be patched up, but it will be something good. It will resemble the sonnet the way it was before. It wouldn't be the exact sonnet, but I want that. So then he's not high, and then Shimon says, I only dug up one sonnet, not two sonnets. So then it's not Chayrish with ice. But suppose Rubin says to Shimon, you messed up my two sodas, and I want you to pay for it. So what is he demanding? Is he demanding kake? Is he demanding money? Money is not kake. Money is without oil. So maybe it's a real Shvid ice. So in other words, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam in case the tree is to be married for this. But in case the tree is to pay money, he doesn't agree with that. And so what is the pshat now? After all, it's a good time. If he demands money, since when is money kakois? So Chaim says, because the basic fear when a person is magic, the person is, if somebody kills another share, so the basic fear is to reproduce the share. But he's not about Mephis, he cannot reproduce the share. So nowhere, the next best thing is to pay for the share. The share was worth 500 zoos. He has to pay. But that's not the basic fear. The basic fear is to rectify the nezek. But it's impossible to rectify. He cannot resurrect. And the same thing is true of his sode. If he's mazik his sode, he messes up the sode, he converted it into previous 7 miles. So the basic obligation is to reproduce the sode. But he can't reproduce the sode, no matter how an expert he is. So it will still be patched up sode. It will not be the same sode. So melee, the next best thing, in lieu of reproducing the sode, is the payment. So that means the money is the chlif of the car. So maybe since karki cannot be mechayek, ishvuyet raise, so the chlif of the karki cannot be mechayek. Oh, so this is the basic rachai. And this Rachaim I applied in answering the question, why does the Gemara have to resort to three psukim? One pasuk Yashlemu, another pasuk Yivreid Hatrefa Yisharim, Trefa Atrefa Yisharim, Trefa Atmele Yisharim, another pasuk Vamesiyalei Nizek. And the Gemara makes it seriously. But that means without psukim, should we say in Zaraswa? That if somebody is mazik, another person's mumane, he breaks his keilah. So then the keilah was worth, let's say, $20. He breaks it, so it's worth $5. So then he should acquire title to the Shefer Keleh and give him $20. Make it easy. But down in the Gazlan, there is such a loch, because there's a loch of Shinukate. But by Nazik, there's no loch of Shinukate. So make it easy. The answer is, according to the way of time says, that when somebody is Mazik, so the basic obligation is to reproduce the same object. But that's impossible. That's impossible. But you put a patch on the keilah. Not be the same keilah. So Mamele, he has to do the next best thing. What is the next best thing? To pay for it. So I would say, well, he can pay for it by just being, he can pay for it by paying the full value. That's the next best thing. But by being ashli, that's not the next best thing. Except the Torah says, Yashliman. So in other words, even though the basic obligation is to reproduce the share, but that is impossible. So he has to do the next best thing, so he doesn't have to pay him the full value. He can just be nashed. But if not to the Zakor, I would say, what is the next best thing? To pay the full value. Then the Gemara asked the Kashi. So it's all right. Then the Gemara asked the Kashi. Taine. Omer Rav Kana L'Rav. Taine because of Rachmone. V'ames Yalei. Hola Avroche. Havamine. Nivele de Mazikav. Hashti is the Lidei. Kama Trifis. Yovlei. Domama Yoshif L'Ravish. Shavikes Vare Subin. Didemi Boy. So the question is, only because the Torah said Ames Yalei or Yashomen. But if the Torah didn't say Ames Yalei, if the Torah didn't say Hatle for Yishal, the Torah didn't say Yashomen, so then I would say that Nivele Mazikave, so it would mean he cannot use the carcass as part payment. But even he can use carcasses and tzubim as full payment for everything. So in other words, why shouldn't he be able to use the carcass as part payment?
The carcass of this payment is
the
not...
The carcass.
Of this payment then kill it.
That's right, I mean, as part payment for the hezek. What was the hezek? The hezek was that he killed the behemoth. So before the hezek, the behemoth was worth